Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. This week, the Senate will consider a $95 billion package that includes foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It also includes a measure that would force TikTok to be sold by its Chinese owner or be banned nationwide. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
This is the second time the House has taken aim at TikTok this year, but this time is different. By tying the sell or be banned language to a high-stakes foreign aid package, it essentially fast-tracks the bill. The Senate will likely advance the measure, and President Biden is expected to sign it. TikTok is used by half of Americans, but it's seen as a national security threat in Washington. Under the bill, it has up to a year to find a new buyer or be put out of business in the U.S. One major problem is that the Chinese government needs to approve the selling of TikTok's secret sauce, its algorithm, and it has long said it will refuse to do so. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Former President Trump had planned to hold a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina last night as he seeks a second term in office, but the weather didn't cooperate. Forecasters were calling for heavy downpours and the possibility of flash flooding. Trump was several miles from the venue when he called his supporters to cancel.
And I just want to thank you. I'm so sorry, but we'll do it again and we'll do it bigger and better. And you have my promise. Same location. And thank you all very much. Thank you, everybody. God be with you. Thank you.
Trump has been limited in campaigning because of his trial in New York, where he must remain in court 4 days a week. He's charged with falsifying business records before the 2016 presidential election to hide a payment to an adult film star. Opening statements begin tomorrow. New York has become the first state in the country to receive a new kind of federal subsidy to help residents pay for energy-saving home upgrades. Rebecca Rettelmeyer from member station WSKG reports.
The Department of Energy has awarded New York an initial $158 million to help families cut energy costs and purchase energy-efficient appliances. The funding comes from the Inflation Reduction Act's Home Energy Rebate Program, enacted over a year ago as a cornerstone of the Biden administration's climate and energy investment. New York is the first state to be awarded funds from the program. Families could reduce pollution and save up to $14,000 on home upgrades, like installing heat pumps and insulation. At least half of the rebates will go to low-income households. 11 other states have applied for funding from the $8.8 billion program. Rebecca Rettelmeyer, Ithaca, New York.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee are looking for two people who opened fire at a block party last night. They say two people were killed and more than a dozen others were wounded. Officials say there were hundreds of people at the party, which was occurring without a city permit. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A search is underway in the Pacific Ocean south of Tokyo for seven crew members missing after two helicopters crashed last night. One person died. Japanese military officials say they were on a training mission and the two helicopters may have collided. Wildlife experts are warning people not to get close to black bears. A recent video shows people attempting to grab two bear cubs from a tree in North Carolina. NPR's Claire Marie Schneider has more.
In the video, one of the cubs is handled by a person who appears to pose with it for a photograph before the bear runs away. The cub was found after the incident, alone in a nearby pond. Ashley Hobbs, a biologist for the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission, says the cub, who was not able to be reunited with its mother, is doing well now at a rehabilitation facility.
The prospect that this cub will be able to recover and grow into a nice big bear in the fall and be eligible for release is pretty high here.
She says that if people encounter bear cubs in trees or in their backyards, they should stay away from them.
We want wild bears to stay wild, essentially.
Claire Marie Schneider, NPR News.
Tomorrow is Earth Day. Organizers say the theme this year is Planet versus Plastics, to increase the public's awareness of the harmful effects that plastic pollution has on the environment and people. As plastics break down into microplastics, they release toxic chemicals into the air as well as into food and water sources. They say that more plastic has been produced in the last 10 years than in the entire 20th century. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.